Well, fuck it. I get constantly called out by family, friends, and even co-workers about being a music snob, sometimes jokingly and sometimes serious, and despite my protests, it never really goes away. I'm certainly just asking for it when a good portion of the stuff I mention in conversations is barely pronounceable music from Nordic countries and genre-blasting electronic crossovers, but goddammit, I do like to have fun sometimes too. So instead of defending myself for another paragraph, I'm just going to say that I think this debut album from Vampire Weekend is a heck of a lot of fun. It's true that it's a bit overly precious, with lyrical references that lean towards the prep and Ivy League school side of things, but as a wise man once said, it has a funky beat and you can really bug out to it. One would likely say that this is pop light, cribbed from Talking Heads and Afropop, an English beat, and the latest indie stylings. Heck, on first listen, I even thought it sounded like the group was doing their best to write an entire album audition of music for the next Wes Anderson movie. But then I had a dream of spring from underneath the permafrost, and my cranky mood melted away. Mansford Roof kicks things off with a chugging, Jonathan Fire Eater-esque vibe that mixes carnival organs and snare-cracking percussion alongside typical indie rock vocal croons. Slightly affected, you know the routine.
The ground beneath my feet, the odd garbage and concrete. Now the tops of buildings, I can see them too.
A-Punk is the first single from the group, and it's even more catchy, with spidery guitar melodies and crisp rhythms that fire on all cylinders as the track pops off and out in barely over 2 minutes without wasting a single second. Most offensive lyrically might be Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa, where they name drop Louis Vuitton, Peter Gabriel, Reggaeton, and Benetton over a playful, goofy track that sounds like an indie rock band doing their best Graceland era Paul Simon impersonation.
With reggaeton and the linen you're sitting on.
Walcott rides a repeating piano refrain, layered strings, and shimmering guitar trills in a way that's been played out so much, but the group somehow still tugs a little something out of the nearly dry well.
Walcott, Mystic Seaport, is that the way? Don't you know that your life could be lost out of Cape Cod tonight?
That's Vampire Weekend in a nutshell. They pull little bits from a bunch of different reference points and blend it all together into an agreeable and insanely catchy whole. 11 songs run just under 34 minutes, and there's barely any saggy spots, although one, Blake's Got a New Face, would certainly count as one. It's probably not substantial enough that it will stick in my head all year, and possibly not even until the ground thaws, but it is a highly enjoyable pop album from a group who are riding some hype and getting slapped with backlash at the same time.